All right, we're freaking out in the parking lot, eating on the hood of April's car, eating authentic, all-natural kettle corn popcorn from Indiana, packed fresh daily. And you were saying? Well, I'm sorry. She's in a moment. Give her a second.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really, really good, and just, like, very lightly crunchy, to the point where, you know, like, the leftover, like, hard kernel parts, like, you don't even really notice that in your mouth because of, like, the little bit of crunch on the outside of the popcorn.
It's not, like, glazed with the buttery, salty, sugary stuff. Mm-mm. It's just, like, a light sprinkling. It's incredibly ethereal. Isn't ethereal the word?
Yes. It's still soft inside. You know when you get, like, that, the caramel corn, like, the caramel popcorn right around Christmas time? It's, like, just so hard and crunchy.
We don't do that in Queens. Here, I'm going to record you chewing that.
Okay.
You hear that crunch? How crusty can you get? Not crusty,
but still,
crispy.
Like, soft inside. You know, like, that Christmas caramel stuff is, like, hard like a rock.
Right.
This is, like, the initial crunch and then just softness.
Mm.
You like it, don't you?
Smaller mouthfuls are better. You're doing it right. Single kernels. You don't want a large. I just tried a large catharsis, and it wasn't the same.
No. It's very, very good.
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
All right, wait. Are we doing multi-milk balls left?
How can you think of multi-milk balls at a time like this? And I appreciate what you said, too, before you turn the recorder on, that the salting is optimal. It's like the salting's right under the sweetness. It's
right,
everything.
Right at the end,
everything
like, almost like an aftertaste, but not.
Don't seal it. Thank you.
Yeah. I just don't want them to, you know, fall off and roll all over.
All right. I'm not going to give my opinion of the malted milk balls to you. Try them.
Okay. I have a weird way of eating the malted milk balls.
That's fine. She bisected them with her incisors.
And then I like to like suck out the middle part a little bit to make like softer.
These are dead. Flatline.
It's like a really thick chocolate outside too.
I wouldn't call it chocolate. I'd call it brown spready sugar.
Mm.
Did you just spit something?
I spit.
You spit it like it was like a truck driver.
It was like really like almost like a whole kernel like attached to the popcorn.
Yeah. Not anymore though.
It's on the ground.
Uh oh. Mm. Yeah, because usually this caramel kettle corn is like it's totally sweet and gloppy, and it kind of sticks to your tongue as you try to eat it. This isn't that. This is just.
This is really light and fluffy.
Yeah, it's almost effervescent.
I love it.
Wow. Should I get a shot inside the bag?
Oh, yes.
All right, hold on.
Good idea.
I don't think I really captured the emotional impact of the popcorn. It's a little flat. Let me try it again. You know, if you believe when you shoot it, like, you have to, like, get all your emotions involved. Yeah. Yeah, it worked.
Is that it?
Wait, hold on. Yep. Yeah, much better. Yep. Much, much better. You styled it very well.
I'm trying to see if you can see the salt or not, and you really, really can't.
I have, like, a micro lens. No, it's all right.
It's almost just, like, a really dusting. You know how the movie theaters have that really, really fine, almost, like, powdery
right.
salt?
Yeah.
That's what
Dust
it is.
Salt.
That's what it is.
You know what? You're right. That's like key
is.
To the whole thing.
Yeah. It's not like the thick, you know, it's not like the heavy salt.
If they had
taste.
Heavy,
it
wouldn't work.
It's like a
work.
Powder. It's like almost like a confection.
Yeah, you're right.
Mmm.
And the salt's on the outside, I believe.
Yes.
They salted it after they.
You can see a couple right there. You see them?
Yep. They salted it after they coated it with the sticky, buttery stuff.
Yeah.
It's not really butter, really, is it?
I don't know.
Canola oil. Be better if it's butter.
It's still really, really good. But it doesn't have really an oily taste. You know, it has like almost like a caramel.
There's like no brand name on this. I'm suspecting it's like Procter & Gamble came up with some homespun little...
Popcorn Indiana.
Popcorn Indiana from Bethpage, New York. Perfect. www.popcornindiana.com. All right, Stu Leonard's. New trends in snack foods.